Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Music you've got in this spa.
It's to help you feel calm.
Yeah, it does. It's
dingle, dingle, jingle, jingle. Those are wind chimes.
That's very nice.
It's
that's the sea.
Ding. That's a gong bath happening in the room next door in this calm spa.
I did that once.
A gong bath.
Yeah.
What did you? I have too. What did you think?
I couldn't. I had to work really hard. Really hard. Laugh.
Yeah.
Because it was lovely. So, but welcome to Nobody Panic. It's a podcast, how to do things. I'm Stevie. Tess is right there asking me about gong baths.
Hello.
Lay down, close my eyes, and just because you can't see where she is, she plays like a dong.
That was so good.
Thank you. And you go, okay. And then the part where it's funny is in the next noise. It's from like a different part of the room. You weren't expecting it. And then I kind of open my eye and it's just a woman just walking around the room, just playing a gong and then just standing there and then walking into a different bit.
I've only been once with a friend to a very heavily attended class, the opposite of yours.
Good.
And good.
You, yeah.
But I was just laying there with my eyes closed and she was telling us that the sound of these vibrations was going to reset our DNA.
Yes, yes.
And not to call myself a medical professional, but I was like, and I wasn't saying anything, but my friend just very quietly reached out and like touched me to be like,
don't
say anything. Yeah. You don't need to argue. Shh.
Yes.
Anyway, but this episode is not even about gong baths.
We should do one, but it would just be don't laugh.
Yeah, and be like, release yourself, relinquish yourself to the gong, if you can.
Yeah, be at one.
Be at one with the
gong.
And be like, yeah, this is what we're doing now. No point fighting it. Give yourself up to the gong.
And even though it's not going to change your DNA, it might do. It might. It's quite nice just to lie down for a bit.
Yeah, that's something.
Better than a punch in the
face. It is nice. It's a nice, interesting noise. I cannot get over how good an impression of a gong you made with your mouth. It's such a talent.
Thank you.
And you can't see her, listeners, but she really reverberated.
I wanted to reverberate.
Yeah, you did a really beautiful job.
Thank you.
Anyway, sorry, don't look in the gong bathroom. That's not for now. Close this door. You're coming in here to have a massage.
Oh, welcome. No.
Don't worry. Don't panic. Is this your first massage?
Yes.
Are you, do you enjoy, well, I was going to ask, do you have many, but clearly no.
No.
And you don't like to massage?
Well, I like to massage. Like, if someone's like, oh, I've got a bit of a knock. Would you mind just like, I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll do that. But I don't, you know what it is I, up until I had one last week, mm-hmm. I don't think I was confident about the point of it, unless you have like a sporting injury or you're like, I did have like a bad, like my big trapezium, you got two big muscles in your back and I had a problem with that like 5-6 years ago. And I had a lot of massage on that. But that wasn't like gong massage or like ding, 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 ding. That was like
physio.
A man going like, all right, we're going to do this. And then you've got to move your head like this every day for 15 minutes. You know, it was that sort of thing. It was like very practical.
So you had it in your head being like, one of these is simply woo-woo.
One of these is woo-woo.
One of them is serious.
Ho-ho,
for
ho-ho.
This is for physio-ho-ho. This is for men. Ho-ho. This is serious. This is real. And this one is just a bit namby-pamby.
Yes, of course. Because, men are practical and women are woo-woo. Also as well, I think there is a lot of like, it's very focused on the spiritual element, the massage, whereas the sports therapy is very much focused on this muscle, that muscle. Whereas when I went for the massage last week, there wasn't a lot of like, I'm going to tell you about your muscles, but there was a lot of hitting me with some wooden paddles.
Okay. Do you want to talk us through how you ended up in the wooden paddle room?
It's a particular type of massage called Brazilian Pantelas massage, which gained popularity in Brazil. The technique involves using the wooden pads called pantelas on thighs, stomach and buttocks, and a combination of vigorous movements, deep tissue massage, and lymphatic drainage. Everyone's obsessed with lymphatic drainage, so there was a lot of that going on.
And what led you to the Brazilian pantalon?
Said on Instagram I was quite stressed.
Sure.
And a lady messaged me called Tatiana Carolina, and she's opened a spa in Kensington called Tatiana Carolina with a K. Instagram at Tatiana Carolina official, of course.
Fantastic.
So she offered me a Brazilian pantalas massage for free. Like, I'm an influencer or some shit, which I am. Come on. Stop talking. Everyone's talking about it. Stop talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. I influence. It's what I do. It's what I am. So I went. It was absolutely astonishingly great.
Okay.
And afterwards, I felt like my entire body had been, all of the stress and my heavy thoughts and all of my muscles were different. And I was now like at base level, right? And like, you know, like, and you don't realize how much you're carrying. And then when I walked out, I was like, oh my God, like, it was wonderful. She'd also whole body, which I've never had before. I've only had like sports on the shoulder. It was like front of legs, back of legs, and then stomach. And I was like, oh, I'm probably going to shit myself. I didn't. Then back.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, she was like, okay, we do the feet. And I was like, you can't remove my socks. And then she was like, that's fine. And so she just did it over the top of the socks. And I nearly cried. It felt so good over the top of my socks. And then there was a lot of like up into the skull. Oh, it was so good. And then there was some of them. And then, you know what? I couldn't tell when she'd got the wooden pads out.
Ah.
Because it was such big, like, whoa, getting in anyway. It was only when they sort of clacked together and I was like, hands don't clack like that.
I'm so thrilled for you. It sounds like you had an amazing time. I'm going to go. Yeah. I think I speak for all the listeners when I say questions.
Okay. Really? What about?
What have you got your socks on?
Yeah, so I don't. So I realised.
What are you wearing? Nothing and then just socks?
No, at one point. No, you've not got your vag out.
What have you got out?
Everything,
you got your pants?
I've got bra and pants on.
Okay.
But my bra had broken on the way.
Okay.
So the snap on the back had just pinged off. So I was like, I'm going to have to take my bra off. She's like, that's fine. So I just had a towel.
I'm sure it was actually much easier for her.
Probably was, yeah.
And then, yes, and socks.
Socks. So I started running. So I've been like, I run quite a lot now. And I've got this one really gross blister. And I was like, and because I've got the gross blister, I've lost all respect for my feet. So I've still got the toenail polish from my fucking wedding party, which was in December.
It's only, that's so fine.
Fine, but it looks horrific. So it's all chipped, it's black, it looks chipped and black. So I was like, that plus blister, plus like I've got size 8 feet and they're not particularly nice anyway.
I see, so bring it, yeah, okay.
So
okay.
All of my, I really didn't, so I never get pedicures because I'm just like, it definitely isn't because I'm like, oh my God, I don't need to touch my feet because I'm so aware that they see all types of feet and that's all fine. But I would not be relaxed in that environment.
Understood.
So I thought if I said, and I said like, oh, I run a lot and my I've got like calluses and my feet are just awful. Is that okay if you don't? And she was like, that's fine. I thought by saying that she was just not going to do my feet.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she just did it over my socks without really, and it was just so nice.
That's so nice. I think if we were going to take a few more steps down that road mentally, we could be like, what it would be like if you also looked after your feet.
Oh, don't worry, but I just thought emotionally connect with your feet wasn't a particularly relatable podcast episode.
No, but a lot, and I also think yes. You're speaking, I think a lot of people listening would be like, yeah, that's what holds me back from going is like, I've got this gross elbow. I haven't shaved my legs.
Oh my God, I didn't say that the other bit.
Please.
So this is why I wanted to do the episode. It's because, right, so I hadn't had a bikini wax for a while because that is my prerogative as a woman. also part of me was a bit like, I had to do this job where I had to look well put together. I've got very long, fake, but like nude coloured nails. I had to get like fake tan. I had to get my roots done. My hair had to be like perfect. And I had to do a lot of skin work before the shoot. So part of me was like, I'm not getting a bikini wax. I'm going to go with an absolutely massive merkin. No one will know because I'm in full clothes. Just so I know that I haven't submitted to the system.
I see. Understood. That, absolutely. You know,
like, almost like a bit of a joke to myself.
A bit, if you will. Our top tip from dating, put a grape in your pocket. And then you just know you've got to
think of that.
For job interviews, somebody, an actual grown-up adult, suggested that the top tip for interviews,
it's my
new
partner,
dates,
by the way.
I thought you'd read it in a book.
No, it's the shadow. Yeah.
That's so funny.
But he did. He swears that he read it in a book.
The fantastic tip is that if you're going to a job interview or a date or anything that you're nervous about, is to put a grape into your pocket, and then no matter what's happening, you're thinking, "I've got a little secret. I've got a grape in my pocket.
Got a bit of control.
I've got a bit of control." You don't know about. Yeah, this interview's going incredibly badly, but I've got a grape in my pocket, and I suppose in a way that's you. Being like, yeah, I look like this on the outside, but guess what?
Guess what? Ha ha!
I've got an enormous bush.
Yeah, and it was quite, on the day, they were like, here's your costume. And it was, I was doing a spin class and I had to look like I'm a spin person who does spin and I don't do spin. And I was like, it's okay, as long as I don't get my stomach out, because I don't look like a spin person with my stomach out. And they were like, it's a crop top and leggings. I was like, okay. I'm so glad I've got a massive beef. It's just for me. It's for me. I've still got control. Anyway, so this massage came 2 days later. What happened, of course? Got there. I was like, yeah, feet, socks. And then she was like, okay, so if you just get into your knickers and your bra. And I was like, I've still got the massive beef. Still got the massive bush.
But there's a towel.
No. So in this massage, they put the towel. I was expecting that. I was meant to be face down, and she just touches my shoulders.
Because that's all you know.
That's all I've ever known.
From sports physio.
From sports physio, of course. So she puts the towel. They put the towel on the leg that's not being massaged and up along the line of your knickers. But some of us with dark hair and pale skin, bush maybe descends down the thighs.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it was as I lay my back and I was like, okay, I'm not. I've already done a bit about my feet. I'm not going to start. I'm not going to apologise.
No, and why should you?
So I just lay there and was like, I'm going to relax, even though I'm aware she's definitely going, wow, she decided not to have a wax. And not only did she decide not to have a wax, she really, really has committed to this. And I was like, maybe I'm just somebody who's, there's so many people in this world who would, and people I know who are just like, yeah, I've got hairy armpits, yeah, I've got hairy legs. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. It's society that has done this to me. So, and I was able to fully relax, even though I had my bush out.
What a testament to the power of the paddles that you truly have come out of there and you relinquished everything. You didn't mind about your feet. You didn't mind about this.
I didn't mind about my feet because I kept my socks on.
No, but then she touched your feet and you still were like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
Over the socks.
Sure,
yeah,
sure,
course,
sure. But
yeah.
You were able to truly relax as opposed to being lying there like a stick being like,
what if my sock falls off?
What if my sock falls off? What if she looks at my vagina? And then you did the work of the mental work of being like, yeah, she's looked at my vagina. So?
Yeah.
Loads of people have got them.
Loads.
Literally loads.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really, really very thrilled for you.
Thank you.
What a big journey.
So the reason I wanted to do it was because I wanted to, for example, that's tip number one. Obviously do what you need to relax. Mm. And for me, that would have been like, let's get a little razor on that, you know?
Well, that's the thing.
But then I didn't, and I still was able to relax.
Yeah. And I would say that shouldn't be the tip, you know, we shouldn't feel that you have to go in there prepared.
No, of course not, but what is prep if you need to. Mm. But if you are unable to, don't worry, because you can still relax. And because I think it's maybe a shade naive to think that telling people, don't worry about anything, just go in, because
absolutely,
these things are so deep within us.
Of course.
Like, I did shave my legs, because that's a very deep within me thing. And then I can't understand why I just stopped there. But I was obviously like, well, that's all the hair done.
I think because it had never occurred to you.
Yes.
The front bottom would be revealed.
It really hadn't. And I didn't have my full front bottom out. I did have my knickers on, but she sort of like hiked my knickers up a little bit so she could get the pad, so she could really like get to my upper thighs. And it was like, right, there's no getting away from this. You are looking at my nethers.
I'm obsessed with massages.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot. It's been a long, long journey for me of understanding stress and how it affects the body. And there was a lot of me being like, oh, I've broken something, or I'm carrying this bag badly, or X, Y, and Z. And those things can exacerbate the problem. But the problem is mostly within. And so therefore, I was just throwing money left, right, and center at both a man called Zoltan in Soho, who used to put his elbow into my butt.
Put his elbow up your butt?
Not up my butt. And obsessed with trying to release things. I had all these trapped nerves. I had so much stuff going on.
That is true. When you get stressed, your entire body sort of shuts down, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And once I was walking through Soho, I was so in such a bad way. I was completely hunched over and I couldn't like look up right. I was so walking along looking at the ground. And then I was stopped and I was like, I actually can't go, I can walk any further. There was a sign right in front of me that said like hunched. And I was like, yes, I certainly am. And it was like, come in for a massage. And I was like, okay. And it was one of those, it was a Chinese massage and herbal remedies.
Yes.
And it had in the window a huge big sign of that like the medicine man image, you know, of like the body and like muscles and like muscle groups and everything. Yeah. And I was like, great, this'll do. Golden. I went in, and so I just need to explain for what happens next of like just how not focused on my surroundings I was. I was like, may I have a massage, please? And they like showed me this list and I was like, yeah, this, like anything, my shoulders, I can't stand up. And they kept being like, and just a massage. And I was like, yes, 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 please, this. And they were like so surprised by me. And then more and more men in suits kept coming past me, leaving the establishment. And then they like led me downstairs to this room. And then this girl came in and she just kept being like, and it's definitely just this. And like pointing to the list. And I was like, yes. And then as it began, I was like, this is not a massage shop. This is, what is the correct word for a brothel these days?
Sex house.
I was like, this is a sex house.
Yeah.
And me and this lovely guy had a lovely chat. I gave her I gave her loads of cash, and
she wanked me off.
And then she went, no, she did not. But she must have been like, what a diverting way to spend the hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I was like, I've really made a mistake here. But she was fantastic. But I used to do it constantly. And then I got better at understanding myself a bit more and being like, I don't know if these are all just muscle problems, and maybe you need to work on your stress levels.
Yeah. Because you're dealing with the rather than the cause if you're constantly going to get a massage. And
exactly.
But it can release, it can break that cycle. Like it can give you some release that then you can kind of work on your stress from a level, like a base level, rather than being like, I'm working on my stress and I'm like this.
I think it's I think absolutely. I think it's a perfect combination thing. But as long as you go into it knowing, being like, I also have a lot of internal work to be doing. This isn't entirely an external thing. My feelings about the nudity, because I would have died for most of my, I would say for the first 20 plus years of my life, I would have been like, no massage, do not touch me.
When you were 3, for example.
That was not the first 20 years of my life. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, okay.
No massage, please.
No, okay, so first 8 years of my life, barely got my clothes on. Barely nude, relentlessly so nude. Then a perma-nude, if you will.
Yeah.
Then never nude.
Yeah.
For 20 years. Suddenly I'm just like riddled with shame. The shame kicks in. I was like, don't touch me. Not only would I have been massaged with my socks on, I would have been like head to toe.
Yes.
Always had my clothes on constantly.
Yeah.
And I would have died if you said like, you have to have a massage. And I'd be like, I'll pay you to not do it.
I'm the same. Yeah. I would pay. Yeah. And having like a smear test or having like anything, I was just like, the biggest thing was like, I don't want to get my butt out. I don't want them to see my butt.
Do not perceive the butt hole.
Do not perceive the butt hole.
But then when I'm 23 or 24, we and my mum go to Morocco, and we go to a hammam, and a proper like Moroccan bathing house. And if you've ever been to one of these before, they are completely segregated by gender, so it's just women. And you go in, it's just immediately nude, like there's absolutely question, and you actually wouldn't be allowed to go any further with it with any clothes on. And you are sort of led around a bathing house experience. And it's not tourists do go, but it's very much just like, this is where people go at the end of a big day. You're led around and there were these Moroccan women, and they sort of led you in threw you in this room, and then they like threw a bucket over your head, and then you're like, oh God. And then they'd like throw you into the next room, and then they'd like cover you in salt and then just like scrub you from head to toe.
Right.
And then they threw me. We didn't like speak. We didn't have any language to communicate our needs. And we were trying to say like, no massage for us, please. No massage. And they just launched us onto these sort of big marble slabs. And then I was being like scrubbed from head to toe by this lady with these enormous bosoms.
Great.
I was face up with no clothes on, and she was pushing all the way down on my whole body from my shoulders, like all the way down. And as she went down, her bosoms then went fully onto my face.
Yes, you were like motorboating her by accident.
Yeah, I was actually, yeah. I was being sort of like waterboarded by these
boobs.
Sometimes she went up, I'd be like, and then the boob would come down again, like get the breath in. And I became so... It was like such an emotional roller coaster of being like, please, 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 no, to being like, oh my God, this is happening, to becoming hysterical about the bosoms, to then like having this like true, like epiphany, spiritual awakening of being like, oh my God, this woman doesn't care at all. My boobs are like as just a part of my body as like my knees. Like nothing here is sacred or special, or like you can perceive the butthole just as you can perceive the elbow. Like
you can.
There is nothing that
should
be. And
then the elbow, of course, can be used on the butthole, to de-stress.
A full circle.
Zoltan.
We come. Zoltan, please come now. Anyway, I really, that woman on that marble slab really did a number on me.
Well, it's very less intense version is when I had the massage last week, because that was what it felt like when I was like, oh, you can see my, what looks like a merkin, but I'm not wearing a merkin. By the time she'd got really into my muscles, if you just, I just kept thinking in my head, let it take you. And like, if you think that when you're getting a massage, I think that if you just think, let it take you over and over again, and you do indeed let it take you, that's when you get into that sweet spot of being like, it's doing the work. Like it's doing the work on you. You just have to go with it and not resist it. But then equally, if there's like pain, you then say, oh, and are you alert them, or is pain part of it?
Interesting question. Thank you so much for bringing it to the table. Okay. Because there will be moments of enormous discomfort and a sort of pain that you have to know the sound of the pain. And I think if the sound is like, oh,
yeah, that's quite good.
Probably a good pain. But if it's like an actual scream or an
if it feels wrong, because the massage pain that I was having like felt quite right. Like it felt like, oh, you're getting into it there.
Yeah.
And then, but
we're
then
in the mustard here. This
we're
is some
in the mustard.
But
here.
If it is like, oh no, I think you'll know. I think you shouldn't be I think going into it, I think you, I would say, did you ever put your hand up to say that's too much during
I did not. In fact, I was like, go harder. Yeah.
So I think it is a feeling that you will know the moment. It's like when I've been having a lot of dentistry work recently, and the man keeps being like, you're being very brave, and you're in control at all times, and you put your hands up if you need. Like that will be the signal, and we'll just stop. It is interesting the times when I have raised my hand. It is your body just is like that's a no. Like,
yeah.
But there are the rest of it is like this isn't nice, but I'm enduring, and I can understand that this is a yeah. So I think your body will just take over and tell you when it's a moment to be like no, that's actually too much.
Yes.
And other than that, they'll be listening to you. I think you making a noise, they'll know,
and they won't really do because also they can feel. When the muscle through their hands, they can feel the muscles that you have that are tight, and they can feel what's going on in your body in a way that we don't understand. Like good massage person, they won't do it if they feel, oh God, there's an actual issue. There.
Absolutely. So I think that should just take off your clothes, take off that concern, you know, and remember that like you are in control and you can say no, thank you. But I suspect you'll be thinking, I don't like it, but I accept it.
The don't like it, but I accept it. Like if you go in like being like, oh God, and you're all tense and like you're resisting it, like that might be painful. That's why the let it take you like has to happen, because you have to completely relinquish all control in order to get the most out of it, rather than being like, oh, well, if they do something I don't like, I'm going to put my hand, like, don't think about that. Like, that will just be a natural...
It's a lot to relinquish that up. And so I think once you have to just be like, yes, I submit myself to the experience, I trust them, I go with it, and I fight all my instincts, which are, please do not look at my feet, please don't hurt me, please don't do anything weird with that paddle, please do not perceive my butthole. There's so much that you need to get over mentally before you even get in the room. And then you just have to be like, yes, this is the massage journey, and I accept that, I let it go.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On that topic, did you? There was an absolute sort of hysteria in the particularly comedy industry. There was a year where I basically couldn't move at gigs for people telling me they'd been wanked off by their masseuse, and I was sort of like, "But how do you know to do that? Mm. Like, what do you say? Could you then and now finish the job? You know what I mean? Ha ha." They're like, obviously not that. They wouldn't know what's going on. But yeah, no, they're like, no, you just make the noises and then you just sort of, and I was like, well, what if they then are like, what are you doing? I don't do that sort of thing. They're like, then you just stop. Like, you know, I was like, oh my God, this whole language.
I think with a situation like that, there's probably clues, especially if you're going to somebody who like, this is my masseuse, Jeremy. He wanks me off.
Just so scared that I'll go and have a massage and then they'll just start doing that.
And then you just say, no, thank you.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know?
God, that's quite a deep thing, isn't it? You can just say no, Stevie. Can I? Okay.
Yeah, so that I think that's the whole thing about, yeah. It's this, the massage is this fine tightrope line between like relinquish total control, but remember that you also are in total control.
Which is what I just said. And then yeah. I was like, well, what if they wank me off?
Well, exactly. So then you, yeah. If the wanking begins, you're like, no, thank you, actually. Much like me being like, what is a boob? What is a knee? You know, we're all, it's like, what is massaging your sciatic nerve? What is massaging your clitoris? You know, yeah. Why not? But I think if it is part of the service, that will probably be a known thing.
Good.
I know a masseuse who does happy endings, it's called in her trade.
Yeah.
And she would say that what she does is she has a little card with a nice typewritten, you know, so people know she's a professional.
Right.
Little sort of A5, is that half an A4? Don't want to be a poster, don't want you get the wrong idea in your head. Little,
like little a small one.
Postcard,
like a,
size, card, just one size. It's neat, it's typewritten, it's the real deal. Classy,
sure.
Classy font.
Because no one can
like,
do
if
that.
If it's like a ripped bit of cardboard with like off. A marker pen.
You well, don't, of course. And actually, when you walk around Leicester Square, there are a ripped bit of cardboard with marker pen
You know,
pen
you don't
signs.
Want to just, you know, you wouldn't trust somebody with the mark, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But you're like, oh, a card. Wow. Someone's got this printed
They're
out.
They're not going to wank me off because I've
no,
got a card.
Listen, someone's thought this through in advance.
Of
so
course,
she's
yeah.
finished the massage. The,
yes.
the person is got their head in the hole looking mm-hmm. down.
But
we've
they
all
have,
seen
they
friends.
Have a hole in the massage table that you put your face through. And so, it's always fun to take a little selfie.
Yeah. Anyway, she finishes the massage and then she places the card so they can see.
On
and
the floor below.
She just sort of holds it underneath their okay. face and says, I'm just, if you want to open your eyes, I'm just holding something here. And it says, would you like a happy ending?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then they say yes or no.
I would lose my mind if someone did that.
In which direction?
I'd just be like, what? Like, what do you mean? That's so crazy. Because I'd be like, I wouldn't believe that she meant what I thought she meant.
Right. Well,
so
I
I'd be like,
it literally
yeah,
says-
sure. And then she'd start doing that. And then it'd be like, oh no, you mean that?
Okay. So I think
she'd have to be like, do you want me to masturbate you
to completion?
And then I'd be like, right, thank God we're on the same page. No, but you can't be using euphemisms.
Well, I think the point of the card is, and she, I think she says like, just take a moment.
I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing to do. I personally would freak out.
She says that no one's ever freaked out.
Probably not outwardly, but like people would be like...
It's so tricky, isn't it? And now all I've done is made you all think that at the end of your massage, you're the card will arrive.
I'm just going to wait.
The only time it's ever happened to me was once getting a bikini wax. The girl was talking all about how sometimes that people will come in for a wax, men and women and all people will come in, and it'll be sort of implied in the room that like they would like this to be.
I could not think of anything worse after having a wax. Right?
The idea that that would also happen in that room, but she's like, it obviously is a thing within that industry of like, here is a clear way of being like, we exchange money. I say I've had a bikini wax. We go into a locked room.
Wow.
X, Y, Z. Then we leave. I can pay you this money. You know, it's a clear transactional thing. And she was saying, that's a lot of how a lot of people make extra money. And I was like, God, how do you sort of get it across that that's what you're trying to say? Yeah. And then she's like, well, I would just be sort of, when I'm finishing, I would just be there and I would touch them and I would sort of, you know, say, would this be something you'd like? And I sort of opened my eyes and we made like direct eye contact. And I as she was sort of touching my front bottom, and then I sort of just was like, gosh, wow, imagine that. Like, sort of, and like, it definitely was not, it wasn't a piece of card with a like yes or no.
If I was having a wax and someone was like, and someone just put their hand on me in that way and went, and is this something you'd like? I honestly do not know how I would respond.
No.
I just presumed that there'd be like a sort of a secret code or something.
Well, I think that's the thing. Once you know the secret, we're obviously naive.
The secret code is this something you'd like while whacking you off? Like, I think
that really seems like that's the secret code.
I know. I'm just like, I'm surprised that that's the secret code. Well, we're obviously like a 5137. And then you go, absolutely. Or you go, what? And they go, oh, I didn't say anything. And then you just move on.
I didn't say anything.
I'll take it. Or like, you know, like how
it would be, but that's the thing. Like, you know, when there was that route, you know, in the 90s, it was all like that pampas grass stuff. That was the code for you being a swinger. It was implied that if you had those out the front of your house in a pot, that was to give a code so that you were swingers.
Wow. Imagine if you just bought it because you liked it.
Exactly. And imagine how many people got in such a mess, people knocking on the door being like a 513, and you're like, and to you, you know? So I think we're just probably quite naive about what is happening in the world.
In the dark underworld.
Yeah.
Of massage.
Or not the dark underworld. Like, why not? Why shouldn't
I'm joking,
people be allowed
it's not
to?
The dark underworld. I think
but also we're both like, we're both being like, and why not? We're also being like, not for me.
Yeah, our voices are going higher. And why not?
My whole,
well, that's fine.
My whole arms are crossed across my whole body. Yeah.
I'm stressed about the concept of maybe someone asking me afterwards if I want a happy ending for my massage.
On the lovely piece of card. So I think the general message here is
we
that...
We spent too long talking about whether you get wanked off for the end of your massage.
My point is, if you're like, that's a fear for me, I think we can establish that people will offer you a code. Mm.
They probably won't
know what it is. Yeah. And so you're not going to get yourself in an accidental mess here.
No, but
you just say, no, thank you, that's not for me, if the thing is truly just happening.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite of that. They're not going to offer you a code. They're going to make it quite clear if that is the thing.
Yes.
Yeah, rather than being like 513 and you go, yes, and then suddenly you're being wanked off.
No, and I also suppose if someone does say, do you want a 513, you say, and what's that? You know, so just remember to not...
I'd go, yeah.
That's the thing, like, just try and keep your cool while relinquishing...
I don't want that to be the takeaway. Number one, when you're getting a massage, keep your cool in case they offer you a coach to try and wank you off. I think 99.9% of the time, the massage
that's not going to happen.
Of course,
that's my point. We've talked about it for so long that we've made people scared of something they weren't scared about. Anyway, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not
going to
happen.
It's just going to be a normal massage from head to toe. There'll be whale music. It will end. There won't be any cards. You'll be actually quite disappointed.
They might, but this is an actual thing, and they might do the thing, you know, like where they kind of linger. And now we've talked about getting wanked off so much, people are going to now be like, okay, they may be lingering because you normally tip your masseuse.
Ah.
Like a hairdresser or like your nails person, you normally tip 10%. But if you don't, it's not the end of the world. But that might be what they're doing. If you feel there's an energy, now we've talked for
so
half
when
an
might
hour,
that happen?
At the end of the massage.
Are they in the room still?
Yes.
Okay.
But after listening to this podcast, I would have got my pants off and been like, well, I suppose you have to wank me off now. So yeah, that's probably, if you feel any vibe and they've not said, I'm going to wank you off, then give them a tip instead. I think sometimes people give cash tip because when you
do... So it doesn't get taken off the top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that sometimes you might just pick up on that and then you can give them cash. If
you've got your cash ready, you're ready to receive the card, you're relinquishing control but staying in control.
Yes.
You're having a massage.
And you don't worry, like, you know, get yourself prepped with your body hair if that makes you feel relaxed. But if you're not... then it's fine because they've seen all types. And I had one and it was great. And just say over and over again in your head, like, let it take you, let it take you. Hear my voice saying, let it take you.
I will give you one final thing to end.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, work trip, Brazil. I did not speak any Portuguese. Desperately needed ahead of a date or something important, was like, oh my God, I need to get a wax that evening. But was like, language barrier, Googling waxing places, walking out with no data. So like has memorized where the place is, God. Not the thing, finds this thing, everything's quite confusing, goes in, manages to explain, wax. And they're all like, yeah, but they're quite confused. And then they're like, wax. And she's like, yes. Okay, great. Go into the room, goes into the room, takes her full trousers off.
Of course.
Gets on this like quite odd shaped bed.
Yeah.
Man comes in, horrified. More people come in. Everybody's so horrified. Everybody's like being like, what do you want from us? Dentist.
God, I knew it was obviously going to be something that wasn't a wax, but I did not think dentist. The exact opposite of a wax, actually, when you think about it.
But just imagine a dentist going in, woman like looking you in the eye, being like, there you go.
And butthole if you can.
Full front bottom out. Just being like, took a closer, right, thank God. Was so like, okay, right, got to get this done as quick as possible, please. Quick. Just shouting in Portuguese, what do you want? What do you
so
want?
So great. That's perfect.
Anyway, so it won't be as bad as that.
Won't be as bad as
get
that.
Get out there. Let us know how your massages go.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. And I'm just putting a little card under the table now.
No, we're going to end on that. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.